Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer with the Good Fortune Show. How are you doing? I hope you're tuning into Good Fortune energy. It's all about tuning, you know? Tuning as in, and I think I mentioned it before, it's also in my book. It's about tuning into a frequency. Just like when you tune into a radio frequency in your car, most people nowadays listen to the radio in their car when they're driving, right? And I don't know how many people actually listen to the radio at home, but even if it's the radio, all the TV, it's all broadcasting at a certain frequency or bandwidth, and people have to tune into the channel that is broadcasting that particular show. So then, if that's the case for radio and TV, and even I think, transmitters, right? When people are transmitting information, ship to land, air to land, then other places also where they're transmitting information, people have to tune into a certain bandwidth, into a certain frequency, in order to be able to receive what's being transmitted. If that's the case, and it's proven by science to be true, then what about good fortune energy? Has to be a certain frequency or bandwidth on which it's being transmitted by the universe. Or the source of everything. So the source of everything, you could call it a big radio station. The source of everything is like a radio station, and it's busy transmitting frequencies, different things at different frequencies. So good fortune, joyful manifestation of that good fortune, positive, happy energies are being transmitted on a certain frequency, bandwidth. It's our job and nobody else's to tune into that frequency in order to download it. Download it into our aura, into our brain, into our cells, into our beingness, into our family, into our homes, into our work. So, this is not the Joyful Manifestation Show, even though it is like the Manifestation Show, Joyful Manifestation Show. So, it's not divided into segments. So, we can basically discuss anything and everything. Work, love, sex, money, anything can be discussed in any order in the show. And I'm saying that everybody here has to get good at tuning into the right frequency, into the right vibration, because good fortune is being transmitted on a very particular vibration frequency. And when you're not listening to the show, when you're, back at your normal life, you have to learn how to become an instrument of good fortune. Well, sorry, you have to learn how to tune into good fortune and then become an instrument of good fortune. So, on one hand, you're tuning into the good fortune energy sent by source on a certain frequency bandwidth. And then, after we tune into that, we download it into us, correct? Into our homes, our cells, our body, our mind, blah, 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 the whole unit. And then we become instruments of transmitting it outwards. And when we do that, we're actually being helpers of the source of goodness. they become its representative on earth. We become holders of that light that is being transmitted on a certain frequency of good fortune. We become holders of it. We become keepers of it. We become distributors of it. You know how they say the more you give, the more you shall receive? All of these sayings slash quotes are not wasted. They're not being created by the masters like, oh, I'm just feeling bored today. Let me come up with a saying, which makes no sense. No, these masters knew what they were talking about. They know what they're talking about because these masters are still here. And some of us call them God, some of them call them avatars. Not the blue-skinned Avatar movie. Avatars basically are divine representatives or manifestations of source, of goodness. They're what real avatars are, not the blue-skinned avatars of that movie. I kind of find it a little odd to see this kind of a blue skin. But then we know all about movies and Hollywood and what they do to real beings, gods. It's kind of twisted and then fed back to public so the public can forget what God really means. We'll talk about that, but right now I'm saying that we have to learn how to tune into this frequency of good fortune. We have to download it into ourselves and into the spaces that we live in, and then become instruments of distributing the good fortune energy, because as we give, we shall receive. And then there's that infinity sign, the number 8, where it's going out from us and coming back. It's going up from us and coming back. And a lot of Reiki healers know this. Pranic healers, Reiki healers, especially Reiki, they know that they get this divine Reiki energy and it comes in through their crown and other chakras, and then it gets distributed from their hands. In fact, someone who is very experienced in Reiki, they say, and again I'm saying they say, I'm not saying it, but they say, the experts, the real experts. Though I am a Reiki master, but I'm sure there are people who are more experienced, and they say that the whole body at some point gives out Reiki of a true Reiki master. So it's not just our hands. You know, we focus our hands on the person or into their aura. But they say that the whole body then starts giving out Reiki vibrations. And so just think, the Reiki is, let's say we replace the word Reiki with good fortune energy. So you're tuning into good fortune energy, you're downloading it into yourself and your space, and then you're distributing it. You become a distributor of good fortune energy. And you know, the more you get, the more you give, the more you shall receive. This is all really, really true. You're giving it out, the good vibration energy. And now I wanted to say that you can't download good fortune energy and then download bad energy, and then, you know, of lack and bad things happening to people, and then good fortune energy, and then bad, and then good fortune. You have to stabilize into good fortune energy. So stabilizing yourself, become a steady source of bringing in good fortune and giving it. And we've spoken before about the fact that then what a person needs to do, what fictitious Jane needs to do, is to tune into shows and books, read up books and tune into shows restaurants, even movies that give out good fortune energy, because then when we go there and we take it from them, we tune into what they're giving us, and then we hold it and then we distribute it. So it was last time I think that I said so many movies are distributing negative energy and people are buying it. They actually pay money to watch it. It gets filled into their cells, into the spaces that they go into, and they're wondering why things are happening to them. Or why is all this negative happening to me? Oh, because you're downloading it. So remember last show in the Joyful Manifestation show, we spoke about when we go to a movie to find out if they're using joyful manifestation methods to solve a situation or if they're using something negative. And to rewire your mind so that it naturally comes up with joyful manifestation methods and suggestions and ways of doing things so that you never fall back onto something that is negative, a negative way of responding or reacting. Don't fall back into that because then the consequences and results are not pretty. The consequences and results will match what we give out. That is the law of attraction. Comes back to the law of attraction. It all comes back to the law of attraction. And taking responsibility for oneself. I take responsibility for myself. If we don't, who will? We control our homes, we control our space, we control our mind, or are we supposed to be controlling our mind? And just like you don't want to take your body and your tongue to the wrong restaurant where they're going to feed you bad food. The same way you can't, I mean, you can, it's not that you can't, but it's not wise to feed your mind negative information because then it's going to use that negative information to create reality. What your mind can think of happens or can happen. So, if wrong information is fed into it, then it's going to be creating from that place. Now, let me explain again in a very simple thing. Like, when I come to India and I said there's a lot of food over here, a lot of people like to show India starving, but it's not true. They're actually eating a lot. And you drive down these streets and there's food everywhere and everybody's eating. And the varieties are amazing, Indian food, correct? The variety of food is amazing. The number of restaurants is overwhelming. And there's a lot of sale of products. The markets are stuffed with everything that one can think of. People are busy buying and selling. People are busy eating. Lot of clothing. A very blooming economy. They also went to the moon recently. Yeah, they did. They landed on the moon. Now, all of these good things are happening, but yet when I drive, I discriminate about what I eat, where I eat, and who I eat with. What is the company I keep? What is the restaurant I go to? Who do I eat with, and who serves me? I'm very careful about that. Because, like I said, there's a lot of food available, but everybody has their own standard. I mostly eat home cooked food. And if I eat out, I eat out at very limited places that I know have a very high standard of hygiene. So that's where our choice comes in, what we tune into. And we take responsibility for ourselves. We take responsibility for the water we drink, for the air we breathe, for the cars that we ride in, right? For the company we keep, for the places that we eat in, for the places that we stay in. So, yes, I'm picky about the places that I stay when I do travel out from home, which is a lot. The hotels have to be awesome. The standards have to be great. And so, when we take so much effort, when we take so much effort to make sure that we are dealing with our body properly, then we need to make take effort that we deal with our mind, because our mind is where everything is being created. You know, the visions, right? They talk about the vision board and what we can think of. So let's say somebody takes themselves to a movie where there is war going on and everybody's fighting with each other. At some point, they're going to like it. Even when they hate it, when they're watching it, they're like, oh my God, another war. I can't believe it. Or some people are really thirsty for that. They believe that the whole world can be solved because of war, through war, right? Fighting and not negotiation and talk. So whoever it is creating a reality for themselves and then wonder why they're attracting more of that and why is the world getting more crazy? Or why is this happening and why is that happening? And they become warriors. Everybody's a warrior. Have you noticed it? Oh, I'm a soldier. Oh, I'm a warrior. Why? Because there's a fight that we need to fight. And so then, is this what everybody's taking the world to? Well, I would say if there is good fortune, and I'm not saying good fortune in winning a war, because yes, that's a kind of a good fortune, but why not just attract the good fortune the right way? And see an abundance of good things happening around us. And you know, America is a place where we can find that. We can find good fortune. All you have to do is walk down Las Vegas Street, Las Vegas Boulevard, and you will see casinos waiting to pamper you. Shows waiting to pamper you. Restaurants waiting to pamper you. Las Vegas has this great attitude. You're our guest. We need to take care of you. And we don't care which part of the world you came from, we're honored to have you step inside our city. So, the whole of Las Vegas Boulevard is waiting to take care of people who just want to have a good time to relax, dive into another reality. And that's what I love about it. And we don't want to go into the negatives, right? We just want to go into the mindset of a city that is constructed and built for pampering people. Pee-pee, pampering people. And so, massage parlors of very good taste, I'm talking of good massage parlors, they want to pamper us. They want to pamper us. So there's a whole bunch of people out there in the hospitality world that wants to pamper us. The hospitality world wants to take care of our pleasure side. And they're just waiting to pamper us, and we have to allow ourselves to be pampered. Why? Because then the mind recognizes that it has a nice life. How does a mind recognize if it has a nice life, if it's busy being pampered? Oh, I have a nice life. I'm so busy being pampered. Do you see that? Like, whatever we tune into becomes a reality because we choose it. Earth is not devoid of goodness. It still has a lot of scenic places and forests and beauty and rivers and oceans and continuous cruises going here and there and fantastic restaurants and places to stay, good family members who cook really well, and fantastic fabric, clothing, jewelry. Some of the artificial jewelry really looks real, right? TV, radio, audio systems, cars, airplanes, ships. We have a lot of good going in this world, it all depends on what you're tuning into. So let's say after the show, you deliberately tune into a good meal. And you deliberately tune into maybe a good show you want to watch on TV. Some of the really simple sitcoms. Especially olden days sitcoms, they were pretty just into the fun of it. Not so many lessons being taught. Not so heavy. And then we tune into some good songs. And we tune into a good night's rest. Becoming cozy under our comforters or sheets, turning on the AC or not, turning on the heat or not. So, whatever, it's winter, whatever we tune into, and I would say deliberately tune into good stuff starting now. Make it a habit, and some people say if you do something for 21 days continuously, it becomes a pattern, right? So, there are two types of pattern. One is the pattern that we have in our mind, and one is the pattern that is set in energy. So let's say at in the start, the energy is not that great. But we train our minds and we deliberately make choices to choose good. And then after a bit, our mind gets used to choosing good, and the energy pattern around us will bring us good. It will naturally bring us good because the energy now has a pattern around it. That's the pattern of good fortune. And if you're busy indulging yourself in pleasures, in pleasurable activities, then the amount of good fortune that comes to you increases and increases. And do not listen to anybody who says, or who warns you about rude awakenings. Oh, you're having too much fun. You're laughing too much. There's going to be a rude awakening. Something bad's going to happen. Those are the people who want to make sure that the world is still going through tough times. But what we want to do is we want to bring in good times into ourselves, into our homes, into the spaces that we walk in. Into whatever we do. And some people say, even for the show, the Joyful Manifestation show and the Good Fortune show, some people said, you know what, ask for donations. I got a suggestion yesterday from somebody. Ask for donations. But I'm saying you don't need to donate to the show. Buy a piece of it instead. Buy a piece of good fortune by subscribing to it. Just like you would buy anything else. We would love it if you buy a piece of our show, if you buy a piece of good fortune, if you decide to invest into our show. Because when you invest in our show, then our show is going to be broadcasting even more and even more and multiplying the good fortune energy that we are sending out. So you're buying a piece. You're investing into something that you believe is good for the world so that everybody starts to learn basically how to tune into good fortune and so that we can bring in more good fortune energy. They say, and I think Abraham's book also talks of vortexes of emotions. And there are vortexes. VORTEX, maybe ES, of energy funneled onto Earth from different sources. And we want vortexes of good energy being funneled down to us. What do you think? I mean, I'm sure we agree on that. So just imagine there's a house, and it's an imagination, of course, and it could be true. There is a vortex of energy being funneled down to that home, to that neighborhood. And so people think that, oh, crime happens because there are bad people. But what's bringing these bad people together into a particular neighborhood? Some kind of an energy, magnetism. And so there are sources of energy being sent down to a particular neighborhood or city or home through a funnel. What we want is to choose to have good funneled down to us through these vortexes. And so the more good movies, the more great energy being funneled down. And I'm putting it out here right now. If anyone's listening or knows somebody who wants to make a good movie using joyful manifestation methods of solutions, do contact me. I'll help you design your movie. I'm an author, I can write, but I can definitely tell you how to create the movie so that it's channeling good energy to the people down here on Earth. Now, as a sense of responsibility, even in society, I think that's something that every responsible person should do, and every director, producer, financier out there, every host, show host, every television serial producer, every movie producer out there, every writer, every producer, because there are different types of writers, should have the conscience to channel good energy into this planet that we call Earth, into our society, into our country. And what's the point of channeling bad energy? So I'm saying, if you want to contact me to know how to make a movie, a channel of good energy for people who are going to watch it, so that their lives are not impacted negatively, but they're impacted positively, do feel free to contact me. My cell phone number and WhatsApp, it's the same WhatsApp. It's on the page, BBS Radio pages. So do contact me and I will show you how to do it. I will help you design your movie. And I think more people need to take responsibility for the kind of things that they're attracting here. And if you're going taking it down to the individual, then I would say that as an individual, we need to be responsible about what we're channeling into our family, into our homes, for our family, and then it goes outwards, correct? So good fortune and channeling good fortune and being an instrument to channel good fortune, it's something that everybody needs to do for themselves. And then the movie makers and the song producers, these songs that talk about all the bad things that are happening in the world, like all of you are channeling energy. Like, what is it that you're channeling? And if you really want to know how to change that, do contact me. I'll help you out. But in the meantime, of course, we will take a small break, listen to some instrumental music, and come back soon. Don't go away. We are going to talk more good fortune stuff. And wait for me. I'm coming back soon, so hold on tight.
Thank you.
This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. I'm so happy that you are still here and listening. Indulge. Indulge in me. Indulge in the show. We all need reservoirs of patience. When we are making a change in our lives. So basically, waiting for the good results to kick in, whether it's love, whether it's money, and the huge emotional guidance skill as given in Abraham's books. The first book, The Law of Attraction, has that. It's a huge emotional guidance scale where they show you that the lowest to the highest emotions can be accessed by us. And what we feel, what we put out, is what we're going to attract. So feeling lack or feeling any kind of negative emotion means that one is having thoughts or experiences or beliefs that is making one feel negative, as opposed to feeling joy. So this client contacted me and she was talking completely opposite to what she normally talks. She was channeling the energy around her, the energy that was put around her, for her to say what she said, as her manifestation coach. I realized that I'm like, this is not her. What is she channeling? A little bit of investigation and found out that she came into contact with people who were making her feel negative. And they brought their negativity into her space. And then she channeled that and spoke the words they would speak. Everybody is channeling. We're all channels of the energy that is put around us. So, the kind of energy that is in one's room, one needs to check that out. And in fact, I was on YouTube, and a lot of YouTube, very kind, good people have been and are putting out. Producing really nice sounds, vibrational sounds, with the crystal bowl and the Tibetan bowls. And then they have some meditations there, guided meditations and suggestions. And so try to watch them or play them and fill up the space around you with those vibrations. A lot of good songs can really replace the effects of a negative song. And negative songs include songs that talk about hardship and suffering. This happened to us, and that happened to us, and that's why I am the way I am, and I'm going to take revenge against society because they treated me so bad, and they're discriminating against me, and they treat me this way and that way. It's all the energy that we give out. I've stayed in America for years, donkey's years, and I've never felt discriminated against. Never. This is my personal experience. We're not trying to take away sympathy and compassion from those who feel they have been discriminated, but I'm saying personally, I've never felt discriminated. I always felt on top of the world, and sometimes even better than everybody. Sorry, I'm just kidding. But at least not feeling worse than anyone. I've always enjoyed my experiences, felt treated like royalty, felt lucky. I feel lucky even when I'm in India. I feel lucky anywhere in the world. That's my personal experience. And it's better to tune into that rather than feeling bad about oneself, because everybody here is a divine child of God, and we're all pretty flowers from the region that we're born into. We can't look like somebody else. We have to look like ourselves, and we need to be proud of ourselves. And you know what that means? It means good fortune. Why? Let me explain. It means we're proud of our parents. It means we're proud of our genes. It means we're proud of the land that we come from. It means we're proud of our bloodline. It means we're proud of our families and everything that contributed to making us who we are. Instilled in this gratefulness, pride, gratefulness, pride in a good way. I'm talking of pride in a happy way, not like, oh my God, I'm better than you or I'm going to get you. I'm not talking of that. We're talking of pride in a good way, where we are very happy about who we are and we are happy about the family we are born into. We are happy about so many good things that have happened to us and a fantastic country. Like when in India, I can explain, when I'm in India, I really see what Africa is about. When I'm in America, it's a different type of an African thing that is being, shown to us. But when I'm in India, I see, because India is really great in its medical field and everything, and people come here, beautiful robes, colorful robes and headdresses, and such sweet accents. And it's gorgeous to look at. It's gorgeous to see when you go to Europe, because those countries get people from the Gulf. You see a lot of people from the Gulf, and you see authentic wear that they wear in their countries. And then you really see people are so beautiful and proud of who they are and where they come from, and colorful dresses and necklaces and cute, cute ways of talking. Like, so sweet to hear. And it's so nice to be out in the world and to see all these different flowers of different countries and to know that they're proud of the country that they came from. And what is that if not good fortune? Because they're living their lives authentically and they're very happy and proud of who they are. And they think they're blessed. They all think they're blessed. You go to Gulf and you'll see an Arab in his outfit, his traditional wear. He's proud to be who he is. And you go to India and they're busy wearing their traditional wear. You go to, and in London, you can see people from Afghanistan. And I ended up going in a taxi with an Afghanistani driver and he's wearing his traditional dress and he's so happy. And so then the political things that people talk about, right? But we're here, I'm tuning into not the politics, I'm tuning into who a person really is. And he's so proud of his clothing, and he's so proud of his family, and he's so proud of the food that he eats, and he's so happy to be driving me around. I went to Turkey. They're happy to be from their country, and they're being authentic to who they are. And so people can get into good fortune energy and can be happy about who they are and can be really into this frequency of attracting better and better things to themselves, rather than feeling bad about oneself and then, having all kinds of things imposed. But people are really fortunate in when they connect and are grateful, and there are YouTube videos that talk about being grateful, that have some vibration, and they give you the frequency of that vibration. And they're beeping it out to people for people who want to listen to that and have their auras adjusted. And there is some that does DNA work, repair work. I'm not trying to say it does it work, does it not work, but there are people offering this out there on YouTube. So if we can all basically tune into better and better frequencies, then we are going to be attracting good fortune because Source is sending out good fortune energy through these frequencies. Not just the YouTube ones, but anything that you listen to. That is a frequency that a person is busy inviting to themselves. You're tuning into food, the presence of food, and not the absence of food. Big difference, right? We tune into the presence of food rather than the absence of food. We tune into the presence of money rather than the absence of money. And then we tune into better clothing rather than the absence of good clothing. The movie, The Secret, the book, The Secret. I know some people complain that, oh my God, it talks about this universe as a shopping place. You know, and we go like a catalog and then we choose, we want this, we want this, we want this, we want this. And they say that the secret movie and the book is so materialistic. But what is material other than the physical form of good? So when one tunes into a pretty dress, one's saying basically, God provides me this pretty dress to wear. So one can definitely go shopping in this world for good experiences and good material things, but then not feel guilty about it, but actually feel grateful, thankful. Thankful that, oh my God, God gave me this to wear. And then one takes the same thing to a higher level. God gave me this, God gave me that, my parents gave me this, my parents gave me that, my sister and brother are busy giving me this and that. This restaurant gave me great food. My mom gave me great food. My dad gave me great schooling and food. I put food into everything, right? And God gave me this. And so the movie, The Secret, the book, The Secret, it's trying to give one aspect of manifestation. But for those who feel guilty and think that, oh, it's completely devoid of good virtues like gratefulness, though they do talk of gratefulness, I think, but it's basically taking the material and seeing that all these material achievements as God giving it to you for you to be happy. For you to be happy and to represent him. Because he's the God of good fortune. He, she is the God of good fortune. They're gods of goodness. And no amount of negative movies that they make on Thor. You know, Thor is not supposed to be flying around fighting. Or the later movies of Thor were even worse. You know, he was drinking and bloated and. He is a god. And if somebody wants to say demigod, fine, sure, say that if it makes you feel good. But he's busy providing rain and is helping the vegetation and is doing so many great things. He's not going to be hopping around getting drunk. You know, these are gods. They have forms that are into infinity. They don't have human issues. And so when movies try to humanize them and then make them look bad, what are we bringing into this world, whether Thor exists or not for those people? But there is a rain god, for sure, by whatever name. And we can't go around humanizing them and giving them psychological issues. And then make them equal to Iron Man and other human created superheroes. These are gods and they provide the whole universe and universes with abundance. And so when we're watching movies, we need to be careful about what we're watching and what we're believing. And we need to be tuning into good fortune energy. And trust me, there are many, many kingdoms, many, many lands where people pray to the rain god to give them rain. And they would not want rain gods to be disrespected. And so as we believe that there is a god of good fortune who provides us fantastic rain for proper vegetation and plants, which then controls the oxygen, which then controls so many things in the world, then we need to tune into good fortune energy from these gods and not the negative energy, which a lot of movies force people to do. And so whatever we're going forward, like, we need to be very, very able to sort and filter through whatever has been projected to us by many, many sources, and go to the source of good fortune and tune into the frequencies of good fortune giving gods, the gods who give us a lot of good things. And we bring that into our homes, into our auras, into our minds, into ourselves. And then we become instruments of that good fortune. And yes, do feel free to buy your share of good fortune by investing into these shows. Subscription is hardly anything, but more of your belief where you are completely with both feet into good fortune energy and not going between the darkness and the light, the darkness and the light. And we're not talking of daytime and nighttime, but darkness and light and darkness and light. But you're with both feet into the section into the land of light where you are tuning into good fortune energy and you're holding it within you, and then you are sending it out. So wherever people go, they recognize good fortune walking towards them. And then which company doesn't want to employ somebody who's going to be bringing them good fortune? Every company that's out there wants to make money. So they want the goddess of good fortune and abundance with them. They want the god who is going to supply them good fortune. They want salespeople and marketing people who are going to be tuning into opportunities and not lack. Tuning into opportunities and not lack. So this translates into jobs. And then partners, soulmates. When we talk of soulmates, when we have good fortune going for us, good fortune frequencies, then we attract people who are going to be nice to us, who are going to give us good stuff, who is going to have a good life with us. And we have beautiful babies with them and amazing lifestyles. And then we go more and more into fortune, abundance. And in India, for instance, and I'm sure this is true anywhere, they want to know before they get married. There's still a lot of arranged marriages over here. But you know, these arranged marriages can be against them because they're just sorting mechanisms. And they don't want their daughters to go through one relationship after the other and bounce around. And they just want to bring in possible husbands and wives that earn well, educated well, they cook well. Some of them even sing well. So they're just ensuring that the future partners are good and will bring good fortune into the family, whether we're for or against arranged marriages. But, you know, love and then taking care of a family, having a good family after that, there's so much, because love also needs good fortune so that it can last. And so then you have good fortune in love rather than negative energy that is constantly breaking up relationships, creating misunderstandings, etc., etc. So we want to attract good fortune and love also. In finding the right person, in winning the right person, and in keeping the right person. So that people are not constantly battling. And I was watching the show. It's about a businessman who had $100 and he wants to make good money. He said something. He said, if you're always struggling for survival on survival level, how are we going to think big and work towards super success? So we're sitting here and we're at the end of our show now, the Good Fortune Show. We will be meeting again next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Joyful Manifestation Show. But we want to see that let's get it over with the survival already, make it easy so that we can go into our dreams and manifest huge amounts of money and lots of lucky love. And again, you could download my book, Joyful Manifestation, or buy it. You could subscribe to the shows. I highly recommend it because you're just investing into good fortune energy, vortexes being created everywhere. And until next week, the Joyful Manifestation Show, please look out for whether your frequencies around you are going to support good fortune, are going to be acting against it, and deliberately choose those vibrations that are going to bring you more and more good fortune. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show and wishing you a fantastic rest of the day.